All right. Just make yourself comfortable. Keep your eyes closed. This session is designed to strengthen a very specific inner ability. The ability to rest in a clear, steady connection with Hashem as your true source of abundance, health, and goodness, and to let that connection shape your thinking, your emotions, your decisions, and your daily experience. In simple terms, you are training a new default setting inside yourself. Trust, steadiness, receptive abundance, and calm, wise action. You are also building a reliable inner pathway that you can use anytime. Hand on heart, one slow, comfortable exhale, and a simple phrase that returns you to alignment. And so I'd like you to do that now. Put your hand on your heart. Take a deep, satisfying breath and have a very slow, comfortable exhale. And a simple phrase that returns you to alignment. And as you listen, you can allow your unconscious mind to gather the exact meanings you need. Some ideas will land immediately. Other ideas will settle in gently and mature over the coming days. And as you allow this experience to work in you, you may begin to notice that you become easier to guide, easier to soothe, and easier to support from within. Your mind becomes clearer. Your body becomes clearer. Your heart becomes clearer. And as your body and heart becomes clearer and steadier, I'm going to count from 10 down to 1 and let each descending number bring you down deeper and deeper into a calm, relaxed state called trance. 10, going deeper and deeper into trance. 9, deeper and deeper. 8, feeling your whole body relaxing now as you let go. 7, deeper and deeper relaxed. 6, deeper and deeper. 5, going into deeper levels of relaxation, accessing your subconscious mind. 4, 3, only 2 steps to go, and 1 can always go deeper and deeper with each breath that you take. Your body becomes calmer now. Your heart becomes steadier now. And your life begins to reflect that steadiness through timing, guidance, and a growing stream of opportunities, comforts, and positive experiences that arrive with surprising ease. So begin now by remaining comfortable, allowing your posture to feel supported, and deciding that for this time you will practice receiving calm, receiving clarity, receiving guidance, receiving goodness. And because you are doing this in a structured way, you will be able to notice progress in real life, more inner peace, better follow-through, cleaner decisions, and more moments that feel like a quiet confirmation. And when this session ends, you will carry a simple practice you can use in 10 seconds, in 30 seconds, or in 2 minutes. And each use strengthens the new pattern. And with your eyes staying closed in the most comfortable way, and let your breathing become smooth and natural now, you can imagine the inhale as a gentle gathering and the exhale of a soft release. With each exhale, your shoulders soften, your face smooths, your jaw loosens, your chest opens, your abdomen relaxes, your legs settle, and your body remembers how to return to a quiet baseline. In this moment, there is nothing to chase. There is nothing to prove. There is only the simple experience of being here, supported, breathing, and allowing your inner world to reorganize into steadiness. Now place one hand over your heart one more time with a gentle pressure that feels comforting. Feel the warmth under your hand. Feel the rhythm of life beneath your hand. There is a quiet intelligence there, a steadiness that has carried you through many seasons. And as you keep your hand there, allow a slow, comfortable exhale to travel out of you, as if you are letting your whole system know you can settle down. You can settle now. Some people call this a reset. Some people call it devotion. For you, it is a doorway into a clear, prayerful mind. So with hand on heart, breathe again and allow the mind to become simpler. One breath, one sensation, one calm moment. And as the mind becomes simpler, it becomes clearer. And you begin to feel a gentle inner readiness to connect. If a thought appears that you can treat it like a wave that rises and falls, you allow it to pass, and you return to breath and heart. This is a skill your mind learns quickly. It brings you into a state where prayer becomes natural and guidance becomes easier to sense. And as your system settles, you may notice a gentle feeling of safety, a quiet internal permission to let this work go deep. Imagine now that you are walking toward a peaceful shoreline. The light is gentle. The air is clean. The horizon is wide. The sound of waves is steady and rhythmic. And that rhythm becomes a guide for your nervous system. Each wave arrives. Each wave returns. And you remain supported throughout. In this place, you can allow your mind to become spacious. Thoughts can drift by like small clouds, and your attention can return again and again to the steady rhythm of the waves and the steady warmth under your hand. And as you stand at the edge of this calm shoreline, you begin to notice a quiet inner space opening in the center of your chest, a space that feels like prayer, a clear, powerful mind does not require strain. It does not require intensity. It requires sincerity and steadiness. So, you allow your prayerful mind to form in the simplest way, one heartfelt sentence at a time. You might silently say, "Hashem, guide me. Hashem, guide me." And then you pause. You allow the meaning to settle. You might silently say, "Hashem, I receive your goodness." And then you pause. You allow the meaning to settle. And you may notice that when you pray like this, with pauses, with breath, with hand on heart, your mind becomes clear. During the session, if you haven't already done so, you can now let your hand rest by your side and just imagine and feel your hand is on your heart through the session. Through your imagination, just imagine your hand is on your heart throughout the whole session. Just imagine it. It doesn't have to physically be on your heart. You can just imagine it. And that's okay too. Your attention becomes focused. Your inner world becomes organized. It can feel as if you are tuning into a signal that has always been present, and now you are hearing it more clearly. The more you practice this, the more your prayer becomes a natural state that you can return to whenever you choose. As you stand here, you can also allow your body to receive goodness. You can imagine your cells responding to calm, your muscles releasing, your sleep becoming deeper, your energy becoming steadier. Health can be supported by inner calm and wise choices, and this session strengthens that foundation. A calmer system, clearer thinking, and more consistent self-care that feels effortless. Now, picture a simple radio with a tuning dial. When the dial is adjusted, the signal becomes clear and steady. When the dial drifts, the signal becomes fuzzy and scattered. In the past, stress trained your mind to drift into fuzziness, and then effort increased, and certainty felt farther away. Today, you learn a new skill. You tune the dial. You tune to clarity. You tune to trust. You tune to guidance. You tune to the felt sense that Hashem is present and active in your life through visible and subtle pathways. So, in your imagination, place your fingers on the dial and slowly adjust it. And as you adjust it, notice how the sound becomes clearer, warmer, steadier. That steady sound is the feeling of calm certainty in your body. It is gentle. It is grounded. It feels like a quiet inner yes, and it does not require pressure. It does not require rushing. It carries wise timing and steady pace. And as this calm certainty grows, it naturally quiets the inner noise that used to compete for your attention. Your inner judge can relax into a more helpful role. A wise coach that speaks with kindness and precision. Your worries can soften into practical planning. Your hesitations can become thoughtful pauses that lead to clean decisions. And even outside guidance becomes easier to evaluate because you can sense what resonates with your soul and what feels misaligned. You become selective in a healthy way. You receive guidance and you choose what fits you because you are tuned to your own inner signal. This tuning becomes a lifelong skill and it becomes easy. And from this tuned place, surrender becomes practical. Surrender means you release the struggle and you accept guidance. And then you take the simple step that fits. It is trust plus calm, wise action. You feel guided. And you move. You feel supported. And you receive. You feel clarity. And you choose. This is how your spiritual connection becomes a real life advantage. As you remain tuned to the steady signal, begin to sense how abundance works for you. Abundance is the steady support that flows into your life when you are aligned with guidance and receptive to goodness. Abundance can arrive as money, and abundance can also arrive as ideal timing, protection, relief, insights, helpful relationships, and doors that open at exactly the right moment. In this session, you are strengthening the inner posture that allows abundance to flow. Trust steadiness and receptive receiving. Now, imagine a gentle river flowing through a beautiful landscape. When the river is clear, everything around it thrives. When the river is blocked by tension, the flow slows and the land becomes dry. So you allow your inner river to become clear. You allow receiving to feel safe, clean, and dignified. You allow yourself to receive the gifts that fit your life in the right way at the right time. And you also allow giving to be joyful. Giving is not depletion. Giving is goodwill. Giving is gratitude expressed in action. As you receive with gratitude, your giving becomes lighter. As you give with goodwill, your receiving becomes easier. This creates a steady expansion of goodwill, a cycle that supports you and also blesses others. You become the kind of person who receives and gives with balance. And because Hashem is your source, you can trust the flow. You can trust that support continues. You can trust that goodness belongs in your life. You can trust that you are meant to live well under the circumstances. Meant to live well under the circumstances. And you are meant to enjoy life as you move forward. You may notice that when receiving feels clean, guilt dissolves naturally. You can appreciate what comes to you and still remain humble, generous, and grounded. You can enjoy what you receive and still remain devoted. And this balance becomes part of your identity. A woman who lives with faith, wisdom, and ease. Now, allow your mind to recognize the signs. The signs of support that appear in everyday life. You may already know what this feels like. The right message at the right moment, a conversation that carries a perfect answer, a helpful person appearing at a perfect time, a delay that turns out to be protection, a surprise that brings relief, a simple kindness that touches your heart. These moments create a very specific inner feeling. Hashem is with me. Hashem is guiding me. And you begin to notice that guidance can arrive through people, through timing, through inner nudges, through ideas that rise with calm clarity. You may even sense at times that Hashem speaks through the world around you, through words that reach you, through patterns that repeat, through opportunities that arrive with ease. This is what you called never-ending serendipitous events, proof in your own heart that you are supported. So your mind learns to look for it in a relaxed way. You become curious, open, and receptive. You allow good things to come to you without strain. You allow desires and winds to arrive with ease. And when action is needed, action feels calm, clean, and guided. It feels like a step that naturally follows the previous step. It feels like the next right thing, done at the right time. Some things will arrive as if delivered to your door, simple and timely, and you receive them with gratitude, strengthening the pattern of effortless manifestation. aligned intention, steady trust, receptive receiving, and wise response. You can even make this measurable by collecting evidence. Each day, you can write down 3 moments of support, even small ones. This simple practice trains your reticular activating system in your brain to notice goodness, and it trains your heart to recognize guidance. Over time, the evidence becomes undeniable, and the feeling of being carried becomes stable. Now, in a deeper layer of your mind, allow yourself to imagine a life of prosperity that feels real and enjoyable. In your imagination, see yourself enjoying prosperity up to and beyond $10 million in a way that aligns with your highest good and your deepest values. See yourself living with spaciousness and ease. See yourself making choices from calm rather than pressure. See yourself supported in the decisions that build your future. Retirement planning, wise stewardship, clear boundaries, and a steady lifestyle that feels good in your body and peaceful in your mind. You allow yourself to learn when learning serves you. You allow yourself to consult the right professionals when it fits. You allow yourself to act with wise timing and steady pace. You allow yourself to receive good outcomes and to feel worthy of them. You allow pleasure to exist without guilt. You allow rest to exist with dignity. You allow enjoyment to be part of your daily life. And as you imagine this, notice what happens inside your chest. A warm, steady feeling grows. A quiet certainty that says, "This belongs to me. This is allowed. This is my path unfolding." And because Hashem is your source, you do not need to struggle against the crowd to get what you want. You follow the path that opens for you. You take the steps that appear for you. You receive the support that arrives for you. And your life becomes a living conversation with guidance, where you sense the next step, and you move with confidence. And when the path includes choices about money, work, relationships, or timing, you can feel a calm internal green light. You choose from steadiness. You act from steadiness. You let your decisions reflect your values and your future. This is the kind of confidence that lasts because it is rooted in alignment rather than pressure. Now we install your anchor more deeply. Now you continue to imagine your hand on your heart. Just imagine your hand on your heart. And take one slow, comfortable exhale. Let the exhale, the long exhale, be a signal to your unconscious mind. Return to steadiness now. Return to steadiness now. And in your mind, say a simple phrase that feels clean and true. Hashem is my source. Let those words settle into your body as a felt sense. Hand on heart, whether imagined or done physically, becomes your private doorway into prayerful clarity. Hand on heart becomes your private doorway into trust, receptive abundance, and wise action. And anytime you choose, you can use this doorway for a few seconds, and your whole system shifts. Your mind becomes clearer. Your emotions become steadier. Your choices become cleaner. And your openness to goodness becomes stronger. In a moment, you will return to ordinary awareness, bringing the steadiness with you. As you return, you can carry one simple intention for the coming days and weeks and months. Notice supportive signs. Receive them. Record them. Write it down. And allow them to strengthen your faith. Each sign becomes a drop in the river of trust. Each sign becomes a confirmation that you are guided. Each sign makes enjoyment easier. And now, allow your breathing to become a little brighter and more awake. Feel the support beneath you. Feel your hands and feet. Now bring back a calm mind, a steady heart, and a quiet confidence of being guided. Bring back a calm mind, a steady heart, and the quiet confidence of being guided. And as you practice this for days, weeks, and months to come, you may notice that your reactions soften and your confidence strengthens. You become easier to live with inside yourself. Your mind stays clearer through the day. And the Hashem is my source phrase begins to carry real power. Hashem is my source. That phrase begins to carry real power because your nervous system recognizes it as the doorway back to truth, back into truth. When you listen to the recorded version of this session, each time you listen again, this pathway becomes stronger and faster. Your hand on heart anchor becomes more automatic. Your prayerful clarity becomes easier to access. your trust and steadiness become more consistent through the day. You notice supportive signs more often, and you receive them, and you receive with greater ease. Your giving feels joyful and balanced. Your mind stays spacious and clear, and you continue to live with enjoyment, guided step by step in the way that fits you perfectly. Now, in a moment, I will count from 1 to 5, and when you hear 5, you will open your eyes. If you are listening just before sleep, when you hear 5, you will open your eyes, turn off your device, and enter into a deep restorative sleep. If you are listening during the day, when you hear the number 5, you will open your eyes, feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to go on with your day. 1. Slowly emerging into regular awareness. 2. Slowly emerging into regular everyday awareness. 3. Slowly emerging into total awareness. 4. Waking up now. And 5. Eyes open, feeling better than before, feeling relaxed, peaceful, and calm. And there it is.